This interview highlight package is brought to you by Sowetan Live.
So, Nami being inspired with Nibelani Kona doing music is because of her, watching her growing up. Inspired by her, you know, sometimes Mara Riheza, Nkulenaye, Togutuli soprano, Mirantuli alto, you know, so yeah, it's been fun. Mm. It's been, yeah. My memories are amazing now, and I'm glad with it. Yeah.
You speak about your mom being known and her knowing all these famous people, Brenda Fassie, Buchiko, everyone, right? Buchiko Twala. When did you know, at which age did you know that my mom is Winnie Khumalo?
I think it hit me because she was just a backing vocalist. You understand? Just like she backed Uzonke, she backed Ibonga Muffin. When she dropped to Live My Life, you understand? About Sebafuni Tom, you know, but yeah, from then, 2008 was a great year for Umama. And that's when I saw Utai, Umamlo, Usebenzi. That's when she got her house. She got us a house. She got us cars.
And having to now see that your mom is no longer here, what? How were you feeling when she passed away the day she did?
I was in disbelief because, firstly, in the morning, she asked me to say, Peggy, and I'm kind of Peggy. We had our chat, and then I went to my bedroom. And then 10 minutes later, she knocks in my bedroom. You know, yes, she was sick, but in the morning, she was okay. She was fine. It didn't look like someone in the next hour or 30 minutes, you understand? So I was the one that rushed her to hospital. It was just me, my son, and my mom, Emotweni, while she's... you understand? So, I trauma kakhulu, because I was the last person to see her alive. I was the last person to speak to her. And, yeah, she died in my car. Because my speaker spelled it, like they said, no, she's already gone. Yeah, well, so the first week in Ankonanga no kala, because she kept on speaking about I don't like that conversation. Little did I know she was preparing me. Yeah, understand for that day. And yeah, I only cried in books, Malia Pants, you know. Yeah, that's when I realized, I'm never ever going to see her again. Because we're going in Bona, emotionally, Yimen in Kezile, Yimen in Toxile, Yimen am Hambisa, you know. Yeah, it's one heavy one.
Sure, and yeah, it is indeed. And you and your mom were quite close. She was your best friend, I would say, ne?
Yes, she was my bestie. Best kugamukfana, scientific fana, you know. Yeah, I miss her. I really miss her.
What lessons would you say she taught you and that you are implementing now? Or the lessons that you're going to live by?
To always be humble, you know. My mom taught me to always be humble because it's below easy. Umuntu namhlanje ngamphekela phansi, uyibona ukuthi hayi lo muntu is a nobody. Sasa, you have to go to that person. You understand? So my mom taught me to always respect abantu and be humble because impilo iyivile.
And this is something that happened in January and now September. How is Retabile feeling now? How are you now? Months later.
It still feels like it happened yesterday. I do have my chats now. I have a bunch of my mom. I'm 2006, but I still feel like it happened yesterday. I don't think I'll ever heal from my mom's death, but I'll definitely push and make sure Utila Ekona, she's proud.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing this event for her. With all the people that she had worked with, Dala, and yeah, it's just to celebrate her and to honor her.
Yeah, and I was actually about to ask you, like, why did you see the need to celebrate her, especially with the people that were a part of her journey? They are on the list. Khonali DJ Zindle, there's Candy, Zamandebele, there's Trompies, there's Chico Twala, DJ Tlio, DJ. Why such a lineup?
Because those are the people I seven zenabo. For his cut seat. I mean, a lot of people are not even aware who to DJ Zindle was the one dressing my mom for any of my life.
What?
You know, unfortunately I couldn't get to Zonke, but Zonke was the one who wrote to live my life, you know. Trompies, Nebabonke, Ekalawa, you know, DJ Cleo, Abantu, even if Bega Pila, Begana Chabuna, Melus, Kube, Yibo, Aba, Performer, I was entertainer on the day.
Yeah. And I'm speaking about her being alive. Would you say your mom was appreciated by people or by her fans enough? Do you think we appreciated Winnie Khumalo when she was still alive? Was she appreciated enough?
I don't think so. It's so unfortunate. I think this goes out to Abantabani, even Abantabani, Abangatumang. People only appreciate you, Masonga, second album. You know, when she was always posting, Gucci, hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing that. Support le esithole selangasekho compared to support esithole asaphila ihlukile. You understand? So mina opening nje, I'm not about people. I'm about me and her. I always supported her and I appreciated her until the last day.
What do you miss the most about your mom?
I miss the laugh. Yeah, you know, she had one loud laugh. Yo. Futhi noma hleka nje ungazi ukuthi uhleka ni wathola nawo so hleka. Yeah, she was, you know, she was an angel.
Aside from next week on the 4th of October, how else are you planning to take your mom's or carry your mom's legacy forward? So what else are you planning to do? Are you planning, because I mean, you're a singer as well, Urtabile, your voice is like very powerful. You're one of the powerhouse vocalists in South Africa. So chances are you might also be able to carry the legacy through music. So, but I want to know, how do you plan to carry her legacy forward?
Njengoba vele, she left me with a company, Winnie K Music Records. I'm definitely going to be signing Amayama artist, just Suti Kule. And Owamanji, there's music that Umama made that I wanted to drop next year on her birthday. I was getting advice, no, you must sing those songs, we sing those songs. I'm like, no, what I'm going to do, I'm going to feature myself on every song that she did.
That's smart. That is actually smart, eh?
Yeah.
You know? That's lovely. Well, thank you so, so much, Rutabile. Thank you for your openness as well. I truly appreciate it.
For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms at Sowetan Live.